Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
At a rally a few months ago, our president declared he's not just a patriot, but a nationalist. Interesting distinction. Books have been written about it. I prefer George Orwell's 1945 version. Patriotism is love of country, he said. Nationalism is imposing that love on others. Orwell was talking about the Nazis and fascists who gave us World War II and the Holocaust while imposing their brand of nationalism. We need Orwell today. A new kind of nationalism is on the rise. It's sometimes called populism or nativism. I like the term ethno-nationalism. It captures the movement's fear that immigration threatens a country's ethnic purity. The ethno-nationalists have formed opposition parties all over Europe. They're partly to blame for Brexit in the UK. They control the governments of Italy, Hungary, Poland, Brazil, and, some say, the US. So what kind of nationalist is our president? In a recent Fox News interview, he divided American politicians into two types, nationalists like him and globalists, who are, he said, more worried about the world than about the United States. Globalist. He uses that word a lot. In the ethno-nationalist movement, it has a specific meaning. A cabal of international-minded, mostly Jewish, financiers and policymakers like George Soros, who allegedly control the global economy and much else. The Anti-Defamation League calls the word globalist an anti-Semitic slur. Now, our president is no anti-Semite, but he does welcome the support of ethno-nationalists. Worse, he's articulated several of the movement's other key positions. Immigrants are murderers and rapists. Whites are discriminated against. Opponents of racism are themselves racist. Also, that treaties, trade deals, and military alliances are globalist plots. So our president has withdrawn the U.S. from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the Paris Climate Accord, the U.N. Human Rights Council, UNESCO. He wants to quit the NATO military alliance. None of these arrangements is perfect, but they've mostly kept the peace for decades. They've bound former enemies in a web of free trade, brought the world unprecedented prosperity. They were essentially created by the U.S. to help prevent another war of the kind George Orwell warned us about. So the next time you hear somebody say they're a nationalist, remind them what happened the last time nationalism got out of hand. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.